Owners of two eating establishments, La Frontera, a Mexican food franchise in St. George, and even Stevens, a Utah sandwich shop that recently opened up in Logan, have applied for liquor licenses, but both have been denied by the Utah Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control, even though even Stevens was given its stamp of approval from the city of Logan 3 weeks ago. As it turns out, even Stevens is located right across the street from the Logan LDS Tabernacle.
I'm Vicki Ashby, Public Information Officer with the Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control. If an applicant for an alcohol or liquor license is within 600 feet of a community location,
which can be any churches, libraries, parks, schools, or any community places, business owners need to have written consent from the governing authority before the licenses can be approved.
So if it's a city park, it would come from the city, or if it's a church, it would come from LDS Church.
Until recently, the Mormon Church has not been vocal about the sandwich shop's liquor license request. But church officials have informed the DABC that the church's silence isn't tacit approval. Or, in other words, just because the church's representatives haven't explicitly spoken out against the liquor license requests, it should not be assumed by the DABC that the Mormon Church approves the requests. If La Frontera and even Stephen don't get approval from the LDS Church, the businesses then have to prove that there is an unmet need for an establishment in the area that is allowed to serve alcohol. Ashby says the restaurants could get approval in the next month's DABC meeting if they get the required signatures or they fulfill an unmet need. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt.